Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So we turn from the book of Exodus to the book of Leviticus, and the first two verses of Leviticus give us a flavor of what will follow. Leviticus chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 read, "The Lord summoned Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, 'Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when any of you bring an offering of livestock to the Lord, you shall bring your offering from the herd or from the flock.'" And it goes on to talk about how to make that offering in exacting detail. You may have done this. Countless people over generations have tried. There's been this decision at one time or another to read through the entire Bible from beginning to end. Have you ever thought of doing that? Just start from page 1, Genesis 1:1, and read all the way through the book of Revelation in the New Testament. Now, this is a well-intentioned desire, and it is rewarded with some truly captivating stories from Genesis and Exodus. But then the reader typically encounters the book of Leviticus. And after a chapter or two, that resolve to read through the entire book erodes. And oftentimes the Bible's closed. See, Leviticus is a recounting of the laws God gave to Moses, laws that extend well beyond the Ten Commandments. They were laws that would serve to govern all aspects of communal life for the Hebrew people. If you read through Leviticus, and it is a book worth reading through, you'll find that there are laws for worship and sacrifice. There are laws for washing dishes and bathing one's body appropriately. There are laws for settling grievances and leveling judgments and for just about every other activity or interaction within the community. To the contemporary reader, these laws can seem archaic and dry and severe, and we quickly become grateful we don't have to live under their authority. In fact, with an air of superiority, we might tend as Christians to dismiss these laws as something the poor Jews have to deal with, while we more enlightened and liberated Christians can somehow faithfully ignore them. But what we often miss is the power and provision of rules and regulations. You know, we often take the rule of law that protects our own society for granted, right? And we tend to forget what a preserving force laws are, particularly for the Jewish community. The Judaic law protected them in antiquity, a very difficult time to live in. There are reasons why the Hivites and the Jebusites and the Canaanites and the Philistines and so many others people don't exist anymore, while the Jews continue to endure, even having faced the most unspeakable attempts to sweep them from the face of the earth. One of the reasons for that endurance is the Jewish people's devotion to the law. Laws protect life. Rules safeguard relationships, and strict regulations can save entire societies. You know, the book of Leviticus might weary the contemporary reader, but that book of laws has sustained the Jewish people for nearly 3,500 years. Therefore, you know what? It might be worth our reading too. So when you think of rules, what I want you to consider today is just what rule or law has been particularly beneficial to your life. Think of a law that has been beneficial and why that is. Let's pray. Lord, the truth is, and you know this well, we tend to chafe under certain rules and regulations. We don't like thinking about having our freedoms limited in any way, shape, or form. And yet, Lord God, the rule of law ensures our liberty. Without laws, we have chaos, which harkens back to the dawn of creation when the world was nothing more than a formless void. Lord God, you give the world shape, and your laws set appropriate limits for our lives. Help us, Lord God, to appreciate your call to regulation for the gift that it is. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.